And next up on Free Radio on the Net is the April 3rd, 2025 Bathrob Spears Broadside Show, which is, as you might have guessed, if you're a longtime listener, a Thursday flashback to August 2nd, 2012, which is, there's so much contemporary stuff around that date mentioned in the actual netcast, which you're about to hear, if you stay tuned. I don't even need to give a lot of details, because you're going to hear it again, more details. In fact, I'd rather talk about some details about what's coming up in 2025. Today, April 3rd, if you're listening to this on this Thursday, there are two anti-war events. One anti-war event. One of them is a kind of a protest and community education session outside a public meeting that Jimmy Panetta is having, a dinner at the Coconut Grove down on Beach Street in Santa Cruz. And that starts at 5. So get there, find a place to park, and go check it out. I will be busy, probably collapsing in a heap and not there. But if anybody wants to give me a report on what's happened, you can always contact me on the Huff line, 831-423-HUFF or 423-4833. Now in Sterling's cell phone identity, I now have acquired a cell phone with that number, so good for me. You can text me too if you'd like. Tomorrow, April 4th, if you're listening to this on the 3rd, it's a couple of things. There's a 1 o'clock, there's a noon rally up on campus, at the base of campus, along, I guess it's High Street, and I know it's California when it crosses Mission, but when it goes up to the campus, I'm not quite sure what the name of that street is, but it's right at the base of campus in the main entrance. At the main entrance, there's going to be a protest against the Gaza murders and, I don't know, Israeli expansion all over the Middle East. It goes on for an hour, and then they march down. I think it's to the town clock. I leave at 1 o'clock from that originally assembling area. Then at 2 o'clock, there's going to be a Sing Your Way to Peace outside the offices of, who else, Jimmy Panetta. His name comes up again outside the, in the county building on the third floor, which is where he and his stooges meet. His employees. I don't know if I want to call them stooges. I suppose I probably should, because I don't think much of most of these politicians or those who back and support them, however well-intended some folks are in that arena. Saturday from 11 to 1, there is the usual ocean and water anti-war picket, sort of gathers in front of Starbucks. Not that I recommend patronizing Starbucks, mind you. There's that. They hold up signs. They occasionally, I don't know if they ever make it to the median, because it's been declared illegal to hold up a political sign on the median or to linger there, you know. They didn't like those kinds of protests, and I think some of us continue to do it anyway. Maybe they still do, too. Then on Sunday, that would be, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, I guess it is, there is a London Nelson event to deal with the lithium battery fire storage problem, which is happening at 5 o'clock. So you can check that one out as well. On Sunday, I'll also be, I assume, because I've been doing this regularly, but I have been sometimes not in the best of health, sometimes just not feeling much like doing it, the Sunday show, which usually includes a lot of contemporary stuff, more so than this, although you are getting information, I admittedly, about some protests and things, so that's a good thing. But if I get any responses from you, if you call the 423-HUFF number and give me some information about what's been going on at any of these protests, and maybe I'll sort of sniff out a bit myself, I'll pass on the word to you. It's pretty horrendous what's going on in the Middle East with your money. Boy, I get tired of saying that again and again, and it's going to feel... I don't really feel sad. I should feel sad, and it bothers me that I don't. Impatient, perhaps? Blank? I don't know. Anyway, the main stuff that you're going to be hearing on this 2012 flashback to August 2nd is the soundtrack of the community TV show by Sandy Lee, who did a show called, I think it's Issues, might have been called, and the topic was discrimination against disabled people at the Homeless Services Center, which actually was, I think, more accurately known as the Homeless Lack of Services Center in terms of its lack of services for the broader homeless community, although they did serve meals in those days, although they were cutting off assistance in helping people, or they were sporadic in giving letters to the courts that said, hey, we're all full up, we can't possibly provide shelter for the folks, so, you know, why put them in jail, or why try to fine them when they can't pay anything for falling asleep after 11 o'clock at night, which in those days was technically illegal. It still really is if you try to set up a tent or protection against the cold, depending on the mood of the police. Well, but it's not explicitly criminalized in the law book in that same way now. I'm trying to get together something that would clarify exactly what those laws are for folks who are have some belief that police may be encouraged to follow the law rather than their own sense of what looks right to them, which unfortunately is, I think, more often the case. On this particular panel that you're going to be hearing at the community TV panel is Mayor Don Lane, an anti-homeless poseur for many years. He doesn't pose as anti-homeless. He poses as pro unhoused people and sort of has gotten positions, both in political positions and nonprofit positions, as part of that particular shtick, as I call it. But his... the power he gets, he never uses in a commensurate fashion to help the homeless people that he says he champions or claims to be so concerned and feeling about. And I don't deny that he probably persuades himself that that's how he is in fact the case. But one has to judge people, if you're going to do that at all, particularly politicians, by the sum of their actions or inactions. Anyway, another person on this is John Colby, an outspoken fellow who writes a lot of letters to agencies expressing concerns about different conditions, particularly concerning disabled folks and even folks outside. You may be familiar with his sister, Pat Colby, who I've had on the air. And anyway, John is on the show and is speaking up on behalf of disabled people. And Lane is actually, at this time, he was a director of the Coral Street Complex, the Homeless Services Center, as they then called themselves, or Lack of Services Center, as I called them. And you also have Steve Plaich, a fellow who has come out and in those days came out repeatedly against the sleeping ban, but subsequently became very involved with different groups that he became members of the board of, or the executive director of, whether it was MH Can or Santa Cruz Community to Combat Racism, I probably have that name wrong, or advisory body to the Santa Cruz Police Chief. And his positions were notably milquetoast and seemed to reflect more the impact, the institutional weakening that happens when you veer too close to power, in my view. You tend to start looking like the folks in power and trying to please them, or maybe look for, as you might say, the politically possible. Then we have a call-in from Lighthouse Linda LeMaster, who gives us a lot of her experience around disability and the behavior of institutions like, well, the very specific Homeless Lack of Services Center, all on Spilly Chili's show. And that's what's coming up. So I'd say either on over to the protest on Beach Street tonight at 5 o'clock or 6. It probably goes on past 6. You might be able to catch it even if you are a bit late. I can't say for sure, though. Or perhaps a couple of the protests tomorrow at the sing-along at Panetta's office at 2 o'clock, or right outside his office. I don't know if they're going to be so bold as to actually occupy his office. That would, I don't know, be hearkening back to days of more militant protest. And, of course, then before that, tomorrow, there's again the march starting at the base of the campus at noon. Starting at 1, but assembling at noon. And I guess they're probably distributing literature and making speeches would be my suggestion, I guess. Don't know, my prediction. And then there's another event at London Nelson on the lithium storage, battery storage stuff, which is happening at 5 o'clock on Sunday. And all that is happening. So you got your choice of where to go and what to check out. If you have anything you want to report and you want out on this netcast, do get in touch with me on the Huff Line, 831-423-4833, as mentioned before. We're going to be skipping the conventional pins and needles, sing me a song of social significance music, because there is some additional music that is going to be coming at you from, blasting at you from the past on this August 2nd, 2012 netcast. So you must be satisfied with that, or check out the archives and wander on through them on your own time. Anyway, thanks. If you're listening, keep listening, but more important, be aware that these are ongoing abuses that are continuing. They're becoming, unfortunately, normalized, the same way you can look into your YouTube and see dozens, scores, sometimes hundreds of people being massacred in Gaza on a single day with your money and your arms, your guns, your bombs. You're going to see something of a lower intensity, but the same kind of thing happening around Santa Cruz, which is an increasing brutality and indifference to homeless folks, although a claim that much more is being done, more money is being spent, and so forth. Gee, why don't they just, these people disappear because we've spent some money? Why didn't they disappear? Because you'll have to wonder, check where the money went, and you'll probably find out why they don't disappear. In any case, here comes the flashback.